T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop. Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. So, have you guys heard of this TV show called Ghost Adventures?
Not Ghost.
It's kind.
I watch Ghost.
Really? Okay.
But not Ghost Adventures.
Okay. Yeah. So
the CBS one is Ghost.
Yeah. So it's pretty much one of those. I don't want to say paranormal shows, mm-hmm. but
I mean it is kind of though.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like Finding Bigfoot or something.
Kind of. It's like going into haunted houses.
Yeah, okay.
And you just looking to see anything, any type of ghost. They looking for ghosts pretty mm-hmm. much. And so it's a fellow by the name of Aaron Goodwin, who is the star of the show. And he was hunting ghosts. Him and the buddy was inside of a building just kind of doing what they usually do mm-hmm. in this TV show. And I think he discovered something a little more frightening than ghosts. Mm-hmm. And so just to kind of paint a picture, they're inside a place and they're whispering and all that stuff. They got the little cameras.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he get a text message. Mm-hmm. And this is how that whole situation went.
All right. I'm going to try to take a picture of you fast. So what I'm doing right now, I'm playing UV lights, and then I take a long exposure Polaroid for like 30 seconds or to a minute and just let it sit there with the lens open. Oh, God, dude. I feel like something's happening.
Suddenly, Aaron gets a notification on his phone, and we can sense something is wrong.
Dude.
The police are at
the
my
police
house?
Were at his house. So I guess he got a text mm-hmm. from whoever it was saying the police was at his house.
The police sent text?
No, someone
no, sent somebody, text. Yeah, somebody. Somebody I knows. Guess he got a notification. He got a text message saying the police was at his house. Now, here is Aaron pretty much getting a text and deciding to, he said, you know what? I know we looking for ghosts right now, but I got to take this outside real quick. Because the police is at my house. Mm-hmm. Get all this stuff. Yeah. I need to see what the hell is going on. And this is what happened.
It's fine, but I'm not staying in here by myself.
I don't know what's going on. Aaron was getting a phone call or something. He said the police are at his house. And he said he had to go outside.
At this point, we will not be showing any further footage. But it is at this moment that Aaron receives a call from the police that his wife has been arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit murder by hiring a hitman to have Aaron killed.
Oh, boy.
Okay, see, I was here thinking this is about ghosts. This is something else entirely. Okay, very good.
I think that's a little more scarier than ghosts.
Yeah, 100%. At first, I was like, you're going to say that the ghosts are using the technology. That ghost don't know what a phone is.
That's what I thought was going to happen, too. Like,
what a twist.
He like, wait a minute, hold on. My wife is trying to kill me.
Yes.
She was sick of hearing about these ghosts. She was like, I'm so done with this. If you don't get a real job, he was like, I'm following my dream.
You know what? I want you to be with the ghost since you love the ghost so much.
That's right.
But he goes from, oh no, my wife is getting arrested to, oh wow, she's getting arrested to try to kill me.
Wait, it went from, wait, the police at my house.
Yeah, to good.
To the, wait a minute, you arrested my wife? What happened? Wait, she was trying to kill me.
So I'm guessing he didn't go put up bail then, huh?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, man.
That happens so much, man.
This is the best thing I've ever heard from a ghost show, by the way.
Yeah.
This is the single best thing I heard. Like, you was here to seeing, all right, what kind of dumb ghost story do This is a true crime documentary. Didn't you realize it?
This went for ghost hunters to making a murderer.
Yeah. She ghosted him.
All right. How long did you have that one?
It just popped it in my head.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It sounded like it.
Man, but prayers to him, man. Mm-hmm. Good thing I don't know what he did to get out of it, but I guess it didn't work out right. Somebody found out.
He's lucky now.
Very lucky.
Yeah.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610, Figgy holding it down on a Thursday. So yesterday we was doing the show.
I was just still thinking about it. She is just like looking at all these machines that he's buying. Oh yeah, this one's good at identifying paranormal activity. She was just like, stop. Stop spending this money.
I do want to know the reason why. I wonder if this did have something to do with it.
Could be as simple, the oldest reason. He's got money.
I can tell you. If he was a ghost hunter, I can tell you that's probably not how that goes.
You don't know.
It might be
TV.
Got a TV show.
That is true, dude.
Yeah.
Put this on TV.
So yesterday, we were doing the show, and you know, my studio is always, the TV in the studio is always on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And so once in a while, I look up at the TV, but the volume is always down. And I think it was First Take. I saw a side-by-side picture of Chaka Khan. You know Chaka Khan, the legendary R&B singer.
Of course. God, yes.
And then I saw a picture of Shad Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Who is the owner of the Jax. So I looked up. I'm like, what in the world is going on? Mm-hmm. So I tried to turn it up to see what they were talking about, but I missed it.
Yeah.
So I had no clue what they were talking about until I saw this clip of Mad Dog Russo.
Oh, you got to have Mad Dog.
Yeah. This is Mad Dog Russo on First Take. He do a little segment called What Are You Mad About?
Mm-hmm.
And this is how it started, and this now it makes sense why they had both of these pictures up at the same damn time.
I know that Chaka Khan, the owner of the Jaguars.
Chaka Khan.
What's his first
Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan. Whatever his name is.
He's a Chaka Khan.
Mr. Khan, how's that? He wants to be like that, Steve.
Chaka Khan, I love Chaka Khan.
That's an old timer. You have no idea what you just done. What you just done.
Oh, I can just go to number three now. Anyway.
He said, Chaka Khan, the owner of the Jags.
Hey, there's no way that the Jags would be so swaggerless if Shaka Khan owned that team.
Yeah.
You remember when they tried to do that two-tone helmet thing? Yeah. The most disgusting thing that I've seen.
That gold and teal or whatever it was. Yeah. Ugh.
And the thing with Mad Dog is, like, you could tell sometimes it's funny and you just, you know, ride with it. He wanted out.
Yeah, yeah.
He wanted out.
Well, yeah, because all them folks in that on the first take was putting him through the fire right
there. Yeah, they were making.
He said, Shaka Khan.
That's the greatest thing ever. Yeah. Are they related?
Shaka and Shad Khan. You think so?
I don't know.
Same last name.
They don't look alike.
Maybe they
which
married.
Doesn't mean
or something.
Anything.
What do you think the relation is there, Lopez? Go ahead and school me on how you think.
Do you think they know each other? Like, know of each other?
Oh, yeah. Well, he knows of
her. Do you think Shaka Khan know who Shad Khan is?
I don't know, but I think Shad Khan knows who Shaka Khan is.
He definitely know a song.
Yeah.
If he hear the song, like, oh, I know that song.
Yeah.
But if you say, hey, do you know who Shaka Khan is? I would be surprised if he had no clue.
I'm trying to think what other business Shad Khan is on in, because I know obviously he has. You said what?
Bumpers.
What?
That's how he became a billionaire. You didn't know that?
I sincerely did not.
He makes bumpers and fenders for vehicles, like pretty much any vehicle on the road. That's how he started.
Bumper Works. Yes, yeah. according to Wikipedia.
He made billions.
He worked at an automotive manufacturing company, Flexengate Corporation, while he attended University of Illinois. Would have never guessed.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 78, he started Bumper Works.
Yeah. It's one of the great stories. Like, well, how are you going to make $1 billion? I'm going to make a bumper.
We are cooked in this country because ain't no way.
I'm going to make a bumper. And
ain't no bumper millionaires being made in 2025.
Reggie,
I'm not saying, like, I think this is true. I believe you. I'm just saying now I feel like, who are the bumper millionaires being made?
And by the
right
way,
now?
He went to Illinois in 1978. He knows Shaka Khan.
Really? Okay.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, in the 70s, he was, for sure. Yeah. College in the 70s, I feel like he definitely knows Shaka Khan. Mm-hmm. I do wonder, though, because just looking at him and looking at that mustache, I have no idea what his get down is at all.
That's kind of my point. Now that you said he went to college in Illinois, then I'm like, all right, I wasn't sure if he was like, you know, came over from another country kind of later a little bit and just made $1 billion and all that. If that was the case, then he probably have no clue of the name.
Yeah.
I'm sure he heard the songs before. But
I appreciate everybody doing the thing that I love doing. Of course, they know each other. That's her sweet thing. I do wonder if Shad would tell her that he knows her and lives her in the same way.
Shaka Khan
once sang.
Shaka Khan's debut album, originally released October 12th, 1978. He knows her.
Yeah. It wouldn't shock me now.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me now. All right, as I continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, I'm going to say one thing. I'm going to see if y'all know what I'm talking about when I say this.
Okay.
Remember that one J.R. Smith play?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What am I talking about?
I don't. What's he talking about?
Well, I'm guessing the one that you're talking about is the one that happened in was it 2017? NBA Finals.
Yep.
But I was also thinking, like, there's other J.R. Smith is a wealth of, what are you doing, J.R. Smith? And also, yo, look at J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
But unfortunately him.
I was wondering if I said, do you?
Yeah,
you
no, know, I know what you're doing.
You know
I,
that J.R. Smith
pop into
play.
Mind.
Okay, so maybe it's not that J.R. Smith play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only other one that I was thinking might be the answer is when he just be throwing it up all the way. When he was playing with LeBron, he was just throwing it up to the rafters to see if LeBron could go get it. But it's the time that he tried to go the other way.
So that's a good thing for his, I guess, his street cred a little bit.
Yeah.
He's not known for just that one play that I'm talking about, which was in the 2017 NBA Finals when he just held the ball when they were down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he actually spoke about this. So he was on It Is What It Is podcast or a show.
That podcast?
Yeah, with Cam and Mace.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to ask him about it.
When you caught the rebound and went the wrong way. What happened with that? When Braun was like, yo, man.
For me and a lot of hoopers who've been in those situations, like, if you look at earlier on in the season, like, whenever we come into those situations, we get an offensive rebound, especially on the free throw line when it's short clock, short time situations, we definitely have a timeout. We normally just call timeout. So for me, I didn't hear no whistle. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to at least dribble it to the corner to get his Leaf enough time to figure it out. Like, right. All right, call timeout. Right. So, all right, I get to the corner. For me, I was already thinking, like, damn, I can't shoot over KD off of an offensive rebound. It's 7 feet. This is a dumb shot. So I was trying to get it to our best playmaker in the situation, and it was Bron, and it just happened like that.
Do y'all believe him with that story? Do you believe that's what he was really thinking?
I gotta look at this.
I believe he believes that.
Because
well, that's not an answer.
I don't believe it one bit.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe it either.
I don't believe it one bit. Yeah. I feel like he thought they had the lead because the way he took the ball, tried to run it out, it looked like he was trying to run the timeout.
Yeah.
Without question.
Because if you would have got the ball, you would have called timeout immediately. Mm-hmm. Even because I understand he ain't want to shoot it over KD because KD is 7 foot allegedly. Mm-hmm. But you call a timeout. As soon as you grab the rebound, you call a timeout right there. Why did you try to run to the center of the court?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it again. Now that's BS. That's BS.
Yeah, this feels like one of those things where
he thought about it.
He's been asked about this a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, in thinking about it a lot, you've told yourself a lie, and eventually that lie landed with you. Now you think that's the truth.
Yeah.
But, nah, man, I think he just got lost in the sauce
He thought they were up, and he grabbed the rebound and tried to run the clock
out. And if you look at the play again, and I think you were looking when I played it, Reggie, He said I was trying to get it to LeBron. LeBron was with both hands out, like, give me the ball 5 feet away from it. Okay, he's open.
Yeah, yes, yeah, so I don't believe that story.
Yeah.
And to get y'all out of here on this, I guess happy trails to Chauncey Billups. And we kind of touched on that a little earlier, him getting wrapped up with the Federonis and over whole
who
I used to say that back in the day, Federonis.
I thought that was a new Chef Boyardee creation.
I remember being outside and we used to see some Feds and undercovers all around my hood. Mm-hmm. Like oh bleep, that's the Federonis over there.
It's not just the cops.
Yeah, that's the Federonis. But so he got wrapped up in all of this, and yes, he coached last night. He coached last night. I forgot who they played, but they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And this is...
But did they cover?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe they didn't. But this is Chauncey Billups in his press conference last night. And maybe the Federonis was like, all right, man, we got to pick you up after this one.
No, you know, I don't... That pressure thing is nothing to me, man. I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now, quick.
Let the chips fall wherever they may be.
Let the chips fall where they may.
Just really unfortunate time-wise, man. Yeah. Like,
what, 12 hours later? Yeah. It might not even been 12 hours later. Right after that, you got picked up.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough.
Man, happy trails,
brother. That is indeed rough. All right, there you go. In the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's the Figgies mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. right here on this very program. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive, who are out at the Buffalo Wild Wings and Katy. And, of course, I remember that I still got to get you that address. That's not the one. It's not it. I promise I'll get you that, and we'll do that next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.